This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is rapidly advancing in breakthrough technologies like semi-cryogenic engines and electric propulsion and will soon launch the Gaganyaan mission. The Prime Minister asserted that in the coming times, India will build its own space station. In a video message on the occasion of National Space Day, the Prime Minister extended greetings to everyone associated with the space sector, including scientists and all the youths.
आज भारत सेमी क्रायोजेनिक इंजन और इलेक्ट्रिक प्रोपल्शन जैसी ब्रेक थ्रू टेक्नोलॉजी में तेजी से आगे बढ़ रहा है। जल्द ही आप सब वैज्ञानिकों की मेहनत से भारत गगनयान की उड़ान भी भरेगा और आने वाले समय में भारत अपना स्पेस स्टेशन भी बनाएगा।
On the occasion of National Space Day, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla inaugurated the Aryabhat Gallery at the Nehru Planetarium in New Delhi today. Speaking to media, Shukla expressed pride and said, "This is a golden time for the country." Encouraging younger generations to stay curious and achieve their dreams, he said, "The nation has very ambitious dreams and it would help turn dreams of the people into reality." Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has developed a geo-portal that provides accurate information on droughts, rainfall, weather and other parameters, helping farmers plan their crops more effectively. Addressing the session of the National Science Day celebration virtually in New Delhi today, he commended Indian space scientists for their contributions in supporting farmers.
इसरो ने जो एक जियो पोर्टल विकसित किया है, चाहे सूखा हो, बारिश हो, मौसम की सही जानकारी हो, लगभग सटीक हमको मिलती है। उसका जनता की जिंदगी में कितना महत्व है हम सब जानते हैं। किसान उसको देख के अब प्लानिंग कर रहा है। अब हम जानते हैं कि जियो पोर्टल मिट्टी की नमी के बारे में भी जानकारी देता है, फसल के स्वास्थ्य के बारे में भी डेटा को एकीकृत करता है और सटीक जानकारी किसान को मिलती है।
The Department of Posts under the Ministry of Communications has decided to temporarily suspend all postal articles to the US from the 25th of August. The decision came following an executive order by the US government under which the duty-free exemption for goods valued up to $800 will be withdrawn with effect from the 29th of this month. The Ministry of Communications said in a release that all international postal items destined for the US, regardless of their value, shall be subject to customs duties as per the country-specific International Emergency Economic Power Act tariff framework. However, gift items up to $100 shall continue to remain exempt from duties. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the negotiations on Indo-US trade are still going on. He said the government is committed to defend the interests of farmers and small producers of the country. Addressing the ET World Leaders Forum 2025 in New Delhi today, the minister said India is clear about its red lines in negotiations with the United States and will make decisions in its national interest. Speaking on the India-Pakistan relations, Dr. Jaishankar said for more than 50 years now, there is a national consensus in the country that India does not accept mediation in its relations with Pakistan. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are underway in Tharali Tehsil of Chamoli district following intense rainfall last night. Our correspondent reports that the sudden downpour caused a surge in the Tundri stream, resulting in debris entering several homes, including parts of the Tharali market area. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has directed concerned authorities to intensify relief and rescue efforts. He also held telephonic conversations with local representatives from Chamoli district to assess the extent of the damage and directed to support the administration in the ongoing efforts. The final of the 134th Durand Cup trophy will be played between Diamond Harbour FC and the incumbent North East United FC at the Yuva Bharati Kridangan in Kolkata this evening. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.